Lucy, Ed and Erin are off to grab a bargain at Chemist Warehouse. You could do the same with their Mayhem half-price cosmetic sale. Hurry, sale ends May 29th.
Lucy, Ed and Erin. Good morning. And get up, now count me in.
Podcast opener, it's already started.
Yeah,
welcome
started.
To the podcast.
Look, it's loose. It's been loose today.
Do I have a look? No.
Yeah, have no. One before. That's the answer.
You got
should
it,
I?
Mate.
Probably
yes,
not.
You both should.
God, are the Paps going to follow Erin around or not?
They should. If they know what's good for them.
Mate, you know, sorry, but they're lost. You know, they've lost interest. Good, they're going to lose big.
That's yeah. True, isn't it?
No, yeah, we watch.
That's a great call.
They're
real
lost.
Soon. When did she, do they still, those magazines still exist, don't they?
They must, yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, I'd love
pretty
to know who's
so.
In them. It's not me.
Yeah, who are they following?
Yeah, I don't Denia. Know, man. I know that, yeah.
Denia and Hamish.
That other chick from that.
They're following Denia around.
Oh, yeah.
No. If they're following Denia, I'm really annoyed. In fact,
really, Hamish does nothing.
They have, I know exactly why they follow a couple of others around just to annoy me. A couple of other right. Direct rivals.
Competitors.
Wow. Yeah, and they do it just to annoy me.
And you haven't even been on Ozempic, have you?
No. I've always been great fairly point. Slim. In fact, I'm probably the muscliest I've ever been.
Yeah, baby.
Do you weigh yourself? Not that you need to.
No, I don't ever. I used to, but then I was just became too obsessive with it. So I haven't weighed myself in like... Maybe, I don't know, like years, 8 years maybe.
I weighed myself yesterday. I was 89 kilos, the heaviest I've been for quite a while. And today I was 87.6.
I don't, not.
I remember, remember what happened to me yesterday?
Yeah, you had the runs.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, you had a burrito that really got it going.
It wasn't the runs, it was the wanders.
That is horrifically great.
Mate,
what's the difference?
Well, no, because he can say, I need to be somewhere and then slowly shuffle there as opposed to, gotta go. And then...
Yeah, gotcha, the shuffle rather than the sprint.
Yeah, that's what... Okay, enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
This is I on
Sydney. Yes, it is. And some somber news over the past month or so regarding domestic violence. There's been a real escalation of it, not just in Sydney, but all over the country. And we've had our great mate Glenn on, who's a former sergeant, who has been pushing really hard for... ankle bracelets for every single person who is on bail from a DV-related charge. And initially last week, there was a lot of talk that there will be bail reforms, which is also a really important part of it. But Chris Minns was reluctant to look into ankle monitoring bracelets. I heard yesterday there's something like 90,000 people on bail at the moment with DV charges in this state, which is unbelievable,
really?
Right? Exactly. Yeah, huge.
So stressful for all those people involved.
I know, horrific. So, but we had yesterday a little bit of a change in narrative and in language, and now we read that we could by Thursday have laws passed to introduce ankle bracelets, which would be incredible. So to be on the more serious side of offenders, obviously, which makes sense, and the presumption would be against bail rather than the presumption of innocence, which generally is how our criminal system operates. But as we've seen, you know, every day of the week, we need to protect the safety of victims.
What's the downside? I don't get it.
I reckon it's more, it's a logistics, it's going to cost a lot. But God, in terms of money wasted, hello, The Voice. I know it's a state thing, but.
But if I've got a phone and someone has my, you know, my wife can track me at any moment
just
because she's got that thing on her phone.
Yeah.
So the technology is obviously there.
It's absolutely there. Have a listen. This is Glenn talking about it on our show.
They have an ankle bracelet on. They're available already. If that gets removed, that should carry a mandatory minimum 5-year jail term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And sets off an alarm when they remove it anyway. But then they go on the run and the cops can deal with that and they'll find them very quickly. But it also will alert the victim and the victim has ample time to get out.
Yeah, it makes so much sense, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yep. Well, we'll find out on Thursday, I believe, if there's going to be any movement there. So that is an eye on Sydney. In a moment, Husey, you've had an issue.
Well,
that,
involving...
Erin blames the potholes that come up with
yes.
all the rain.
Yeah.
But you've got
awful.
Other...
Well, I've got a warning for people who drive cars and aren't, you know, just people who drive cars.
Just yeah, I think it was no, really good really, just to end okay. it there. Let's cut that first bit out of the podcast and just end it there.
Thank goodness we're not live.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
My wife's car had a flat tyre, as it often does. I don't know what she does in that car, but it's just flat tyre central.
Hmm.
So I had to get the tyre fixed somehow. Decision. Do I put the spare tyre on the car and then drive the car to the tyre place with the spare tyre on?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I just drive the car to the tyre place with a flat tyre?
Oh,
how flat? Like flat?
Not but pretty flat.
Like dirt.
Flat enough that it's visually not appropriate.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so which decision do you think I made?
The second one, on the rims.
Worst possible one. Yeah.
Drive on there on the rims. Scraping the rims.
Obviously.
Yeah. So I drove to the tyre place with the flat tyre. Drive slow, by the way, just keeping it, you know, people honking me. I'm like, guys, I've got a flat tyre. Just let me be.
Probably why they were honking to say, stop driving, you idiot, and call a tow truck.
There are sparks coming off your rims.
Yeah. Children,
most disappointing thing for me is when I got to the tyre centre, it had moved.
Claire, what?
Yeah.
What?
That doesn't happen lightly, by the way. Like, that's probably a...
It'd take a while.
It moved in April.
Is it a pop-up tyre centre?
No, but it only moved. April's not that long ago, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was April this year. Because we'd been there in December, so it must have been April. It's only a month ago. It must have been a month ago, maybe less. So, and then the address was on the sign out the front. Oh, God. I've got to drive to the new address, which is about four and a half, maybe five kilometres. So I do that extra drive, which I hadn't banked on, but I did it. And then I got to the new, where they'd moved to, and they met me at the front, like, you again. Yeah, me again. Yep. And they said, flat tyre. I said, yep. And they said, you drive on it? I said, yep. I said, yeah, right.
How do you think I got here, nimwit? Is that what you said?
Well, they were trying to be smart asses, and they said, you've probably ruined that tyre.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Have I? And I said, probably. Ugh. I don't know. Are they like price gouging? Do they always say you've ruined the tyre?
How many tyres they get you for?
I only got one tyre.
Oh, well, that's unusual.
It's a great question, Ed, because you go in with one and they say, well, actually, look, you should be okay, but like, yeah, nah.
Yeah, so they only got me for one tyre, but be honest, you two, you're both very successful in your careers.
Yep.
But I wouldn't trust either you, Aaron, or you, Ed, to change a tyre. Would have you done the same thing as me, just putting in mind the initial tyre centre, where I thought it was only 2 kilometres away? Would have you driven or would have you changed the tyre first?
You want a confession?
Yes.
Last week, in the morning, drove in here, parked. It was duh. Because of the potholes, a bloody old South Head Road. Anyway, after work, got in it,
home?
All the way home.
Didn't even go to a tyre centre.
Nope. Got them to come to me.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
They could have come to World Square.
Probably.
Well, this. That can be a house.
Yeah.
I don't about
like
you, Ed?
Conversing with taxis and stuff. I just would rather.
Ed, have you ever changed a tyre?
No. Last time it happened was in Stanmore, and it was all the way to a tyre centre, and then they did the classic, oh, I know what I'd do. And I left with 3 new tyres.
Anyway, so we're all the same. Useless.
Yep. Thank
you. The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Okay, Jacob recently bought an apartment in Surry Hills and needed a handyman to fix a couple of things. This is what played out when he got in touch with his local handyman.
Look, and we were a bit confused last week, but we've sorted it out as to who plays what role. These are real text messages.
That's right.
So who am I playing?
I just thought the same thing. I think you're Jacob and I'm handyman. Jacob.
Now, the thing is, you've got to remember that...
The handyman's the one doing the...
But Jacob's also... Jacob's also... This is what got us last week.
Guys, Jacob Bex just walked out.
Who organises it. Jacob is also somewhat handy himself.
Yeah, that's the real spinner.
He's trying to do his own work and then have the handyman help out with that work.
Yeah, right.
That is why it's confusing. Okay. So they're both hands-on type of blokes.
I am the handyman.
Well done, Aaron. Can I see some acting? I want some acting, Aaron. I want some acting.
You're a handyman.
No, I got it,
man. Here we go. So I'm Jacob.
Yes.
All right. Hey, mate, I want you to install a mirrored cupboard above the sink and want to put a power outlet in it. Is it best for you to install outlet or cupboard first?
Send me a photo of the sink.
Jacob sent
the
handy...
need to be audible. I mean, you know, he's going to go...
Wait, he didn't
say that. We
don't
have subtitles here, mate.
Okay, mate.
Jacob sent the handyman a photo of his sink.
Outlet first. Okay, I'll go in the middle. You're right.
What did you say then? Say that again.
I said outlet first. Outlet first.
Yeah, cool. We can cut a hole in the cupboard for power. What would price be?
$190, but if cash, $140.
Yeah, nice. Reckon you can screw the cabinet to the wall too?
Handyman sent a voice note explaining how he'd do it. It was titled, Voice Message, Jacob, Gay, Surrey Hills.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Makes sense. LOL, what's with the Jacob Gay? Push him up.
I can install tomorrow.
Yeah, great, thanks.
The following week.
Hey, mate, need to replace existing PowerPoint outlet. Can you get these?
Handyman sent a voice memo explaining what he needs to do. It was titled, Voice Message, Jacob, Gay, Surrey Hills.
Haha, why does it say Jacob Gay again? Question mark.
Aren't you?
No, I'm not. What makes you say that?
I will be there at 8 a.m. Thursday.
Yeah, cool. This time, can you not leave a shit in the toilet? It's a small place, so not a great surprise to come home to.
Okay.
And scene. Wow.
Oh, my God. That is disgusting.
Now, that guy was... I don't think his bedside manner was appropriate. I mean, you can't do a lot of the things he did, that handyman. He was cheap, though, wasn't he, Jacob? He was cheap.
He was. It was a great deal.
Did you give off any vibes that you think might be considered gay, Jacob?
No, I'm not really sure why he got that impression, but it made me think, like, what's he got everyone else saved in his phone?
So do we think he's just gone with the suburb and that's it?
Yeah, I think he's made some assumptions on where I live and, yeah. Right. I don't know.
Yeah, gotcha.
And what did he leave? I mean, it's early and people hopefully aren't eating their breakfast. Some people probably are, but had he flushed at all or was it just all there?
Let's put it this way, Hughesy. It was a small apartment and the smell kind of sort of took over most of the space.
had it gone down the toilet, you just smelt the smell?
There was a little bit left behind.
Oh, goodness. God.
Goodness me.
Do you have a toilet brush next to the toilet?
Yep.
Yeah, so there's no excuse here.
Toilet brushes, by the way, the grossest thing in the history of the world. They are so disgusting.
Yeah, be better
you
flick
use
that it, than
you put it in,
poo.
You drip droplets on the floor, you
My
put
God,
it back
that's
in.
Horrible.
And
I'm
it's
horrible. I'm about to die.
That's a different conversation.
So gross.
Yeah, I know, but if there was no toilet brush, well, then you could possibly excuse the handyman.
Use toilet
for what
paper
he left.
Or your nails.
Wow. Jacob?
Yep. So what was his handyman work like? Jacob?
Yeah, good, you know, good work for a good price. So you're willing
a
to
really
put up
good
with
price.
It does sound good. The price,
really
the, price good the price does sound very
exceptional price.
Good. Yeah.
Could you leave us his number, Jacob? I've got a couple of things to do at home.
Yeah, let me know what he saves you guys in his phone.
Do you think he was qualified or?
I don't know. He got the job done. So that's all that matters.
PowerPoints and stuff, though. I mean, Good, probably no, good to have out. Someone PowerPoint.
Oh, really
you're such an elitist, aren't you?
What's wrong with you, electrician?
PowerPoint, be safe. Huh?
Good on you, Jacob. That's $500. Well played to you. Well played.
We want to ask the question. Are you an away player? Is that what we're going to go
No,
with?
Absolutely. Yes. It's whether or not, because some people I know just can't plop anywhere except at home. They save it at work. Other people go wherever. I went somewhere. Well, which we'll play after this as well, a little reminder of something that happened to me and where I went.
So
we want people to share us, though.
Yeah, we do. So let's ask, do we do a phone poll?
I think it's is it only home for you, or are you happy to go when nature calls anywhere as need be? There are some folks who are just saying, nah, got to be at home.
And that's for number two, obviously, but that's probably obvious, do you reckon, guys?
I think so.
Can we do a $100 Red Rooster?
We can.
I don't know if Red Rooster want to be associated with it.
All I know is 13, 10, 60.
Have you ever done a number two at a Red Rooster?
That's a great tie-in.
I have.
Have you?
I love Red Rooster. I absolutely love Red Rooster.
I used to.
And you know what? Thing about Red Rooster, like, it's not so busy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Some people, boom, 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 boom. What's going on
that
in there?
So cool.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom.
Take
your time at a Red Rooster.
13, 10, 60, lines are open. Are you happy to
go
away?
They prefer to be busy, I reckon, out the counter.
No, they're just busy enough. They're still operating. They do a great job.
They're doing an amazing job. Red Rooster. The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
This is the Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast. Now, we've had a text trauma. Aaron, you played a tradie who was really cheap, worked and did a good job.
Well, old mate's still alive, Jacob, so clearly he hasn't been electrocuted. It's all above board, which is something. But we wanted to know.
But what you left in that toilet, Aaron, was disgusting.
See, I knew you'd do this. You try to manipulate it so people could get the audio and think that I had actually left a big turd in someone's toilet, which is disgusting.
Jacob is never going to recover from what you did.
Am I still in character or not? I did not, mate.
You think you're so good that it doesn't stink,
That's good. That's strong. All right, so who's in a way player?
Yeah, we need to know other people who are comfortable going in someone else's home or work, wherever.
All right. Adwait from Marsden. Okay. Are you an away player, or does it have to be at home?
Home games only. I'm a massive potty prince.
Really?
And you thought toilet brushes were bad? Wait till you get to India and have to use public handheld bidets. No toilet paper.
No, mate.
God,
no,
handheld.
You stop that.
That thing passed around.
Come on.
It's a hose, though. Is it a hose or what is it?
Yeah, it's a hose. You've got to, like, aim it into your...
Padania.
Yeah, your private.
Yeah,
but you don't. You make sure the top of the hose doesn't touch you. That's it. So, is that right?
In emergencies, I try not to, but I don't know what other people are doing.
Yeah, oh my goodness. True. You can only control your own hygiene, right? You can't. It's like on the road. You can only.
Games only for me.
Okay, yeah. That's a fair point to make. And so, from Blake from Walleye Creek, are you happy to go anywhere where nature calls, my friend?
Yes, have to go. You have to, I suppose.
You just really wanted that prize, didn't you, Blake?
No, he's a bricklayer. He's a bricklayer. Blake, in many senses of the word.
Have you ever been into the home of a client, someone who you're building a wall for, and you've dropped one in there, dropped a couple of bricks in their toilet?
Oh, 100%, mate. Many times. Many times.
You sound like you enjoy it, Blake, I'll be honest.
Well, I suppose when you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah, he loves it.
That's really
also,
well said.
It's natural. We all have to go. We all.
Yeah, but I don't like when you take my work pass because you've forgotten yours and it comes back mildly wet.
That's so disgusting.
That means I've washed my hands. Yeah, mate. You should take that as a compliment.
Rinsed. Okay, here we go. 62% of our callers, when nature calls, you go wherever.
Thank you.
Look out, National Park. The Husey, Ed
and Aaron podcast. Cost of living is front and center of everyone's mind right now. We do have a budget expert coming up.
But not one of those knobby ones, like one that actually just speaks a language we all understand and tells us what's going to impact us rather than all the other fluff.
So I was hit with it yesterday, the cost of living. We luckily, and I understand this is not for everyone, but I'm just going to talk about it.
Yeah.
We have cleaners come in on a Monday.
Wonderful.
They're there for a couple of hours. Generally, I get home from radio and there they are, or they're about to turn up, and I make myself scarce.
Yeah. How many awkward. Are there that come? Like two?
Ooh. Yeah, two, might be three. I don't know. Generally two.
No, I get it, man. Yeah.
We pay cash, which I think is fair enough.
Getting richer. Yep, absolutely.
No, they're not. No, we pay cash. But yesterday, after they've gone, got a text message, prices going up. Sorry, cost of living, inflation, when they have to jack up your prices.
You got to tell us from what to what.
No, look, it's... They're going up 30%.
Oh, that's
maybe 40%.
Deep.
It's a big jump.
It's steep.
Yeah.
Is your house 40% filthier?
Yeah, great question.
That's my question.
Are you clothed when you're there at home with them? Like, do you have clothes on?
Of course I do.
No, I was just wondering if it was like a tax, like a
no, I don't wander. Wander into the shower. I'm just going to have a shower now. You keep going there. You keep going.
Don't mind me.
Do you need
some help reaching some soap? High places?
No, guys,
shall we?
Focus here. Can we focus?
Yeah, I'm focused. What do you mean?
So what I said to my wife last night is I'm thinking about taking over the job.
Oh, God, help me.
Jesus.
Oh,
no. So I'm going to pay myself.
This is huge.
And I'm going to do it.
Are you really?
Well, what
Where's the vacuum in your house? Where is it?
No, I know where it is. It's in the cupboard. I know where it is. I can use it. And what I've realized is that when the cleaners are there, I have to leave the house, which is, and I sit in a cafe while they do the job.
Yeah.
Why aren't I cleaning?
Good call.
So I think I'm going to take over.
You think? This will last
I'm gonna
a
do
day,
it.
I reckon.
No, you know what? I think cleaning is fun. I think it's therapeutic. I think it's meditative.
I actually quite enjoy it. I get kind of people once a fortnight just to like do the showers, toilets and the kind of, but otherwise most days I'm just pottering and cleaning.
We had a cleaner for a while and one day they rocked up in a Lexus and I said, that's it.
So you took over.
True story.
So you have you taken really? Over?
Yes. Lexus. And I went, that's it.
So I think the cost of living,
yeah.
Just do it yourself.
Look, it's hurting everyone
Thank
everywhere,
you.
You know?
All right, so
really, really tough for you, man.
So the briefing.
No, I've got one more week before it goes up.
No,
first
I get it.
It goes up on 1st of June.
So we get one more big clean out of it. So the briefing at Listener's Unbelievable Daily News Podcast. Sasha, the host, is going to come on. She's got the budget. What's going up? What's going down? Big stuff for women who are getting pregnant. Good stuff in superannuation, maternity stuff that matters. So, but on you, we wouldn't you to tell us. 13 10 60 lines are open. Cost of living. What's gone up in your world? What are the things, everyday things, things in your life? What are the things that have gone up? We're going to relieve that pressure with a $100 Red Rooster voucher. So 13 10 60 lines are open.
Petrol's expensive.
Oh. Petrol.
Isn't it like $2 something a litre somewhere?
Yeah, it's a shock.
That might be 200.
New South Wales Road, I think. That's a shocker.
Yes, it is.
My car doesn't tell me when it's full. Do you know what I mean? Like so it spurts half a litre out on the you know.
What? Are you driving an 86 Sigma? That's the weirdest story.
All right, you know when a car should tell you it's full and it should stop automatically?
Yeah,
mine
doesn't.
It just spurts out like a volcano eruption. There's petrol everywhere.
But intense.
You've got to be careful smoking.
It's like that scene in Zoolander, isn't it?
Yes, where they're it like that.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Wow.
So cost of living, the budget, the federal budget, not the boring bits, we have got... With us on you 13 10 60, we're asking you what's gone up in your world.
Yes, before we get to our expert from the briefing.
Yeah, the briefing,
the number one podcast,
the number one news podcast in the world. We will get to that in a
yeah.
Like yes.
I'm trying to think what's bigger than the world
in our world.
Yeah.
World. Vicky from Toongabby, what's gone up?
Apart from everything, mainly. Like food and also like my travel. I get the train to work. I get two trains to work every day.
Oh, wow.
And like, you know, you'd put $50 on your Opal card normally. It would last you the week. But now, like after 3 or 4 days, it's down to nothing again.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they've put all those fees up and, you know, they don't really tell you.
Vicky, the question for everyone is why isn't public transport free?
Don't do this. This happens every
day. Why isn't it free?
Well, that's a topic for another day. Do you know the big ticket items that have come up over and over with all of our callers?
What?
Blueberries are back over $8 a punnet. Cheese is up to $14.
I bought a mango the other day for $10.
One Are you serious?
Mango, and I love them, and I've just discovered them, so I'm making up for lost time.
Can I just say avocados? I think are still cheap.
No, avocados have leveled out.
What about and you two? What's gone up for you two lately?
Hush money. So,
very Hizzy, little cash
gone,
about.
What's gone up
Hard
for
to
you?
Get cash.
Hizzy, what's gone up for you?
Are you leading? Is this a leading question? No, I'm good. But I understand there's pain.
Good to hear it. So, Sasha, from The Briefing, host of The Briefing, welcome aboard. The budget's coming in hot. You've promised to give us not the boring bits.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you guys are talking about it. Everything's going up. For me, it's dog treats. My dog is getting very expensive.
Yep.
What was once $6 is now $9 per purchase, which is not very fun.
Wow. What sort of treats do you go with?
A bully stick, which is actually the appendage of a bull. If you wanted to know that.
What, like a penis?
Yeah.
Wow. Your dog is chewing on.
They're not that big. You'd be surprised by how small they are.
Yeah, don't shame the bulls. There's a lot of bulls listening.
Yeah, we're big in the bull market. Yeah, the demo.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Okay, so bulls' appendages are up, which is exciting. What else?
So I think cost of living, the Albanese government is under pressure to make it easier for us all without increasing inflation. And so the way they're looking to do that is the big cornerstone is the stage three tax cuts, which we already know, but they will be formally included in this federal budget.
So people will start to see that in their accounts kind of from July, won't they?
That's correct, yeah. So everyone's going to get, money back that they normally would have been going to the tax man. The other big thing I think that is really great, especially for women, is superannuation is going to be paid on parental leave. So women at the moment retire with 25% less super than blokes do. And so this is one of those measures that they're looking to make it a little bit more equal for the ladies especially. Men obviously take parental leave as well, but this will help narrow that gap with super.
It's a really good decision.
How long can you take parental leave for? So my wife had a year off for each of the babies. Could that last a year or that super,
So this is on the government-funded super. So obviously with your employer, you can, you work that out with them, but the government will pay. At the moment, I believe it's up to 20 weeks, but they are looking to increase it to 26 weeks, which is a pretty decent chunk.
And they didn't have that when I had my daughter like nearly 6 years ago now. Like I only got 6 weeks off that was paid.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, 6 weeks. And I went back to work because we had a mortgage and, it wasn't even like
an ego and,
other Rent young blonde
younger,
women.
Hotter women.
So, the briefing, listener app, all of the details every
the
single day is the best.
Absolutely smashing.
Yeah, everyone knows.
Off the charts.
Well, top of the charts. And
I mean, you're very humble.
Almost, guys. Thanks.
What do you reckon will give you the edge? Need a little mole? Little molin?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get you on. Love that. Great. Aaron Mullen.
She charges. You got a budget for her?
Not a charity, right? No.
Hey. Oh, sorry, we've got no money.
Yeah.
Yeah, join the club. The Hughesy, Ed and Aaron podcast.
This is the Hughesy, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Britney Spears shutting down rumors of a comeback.
Taylor Swift packing on the PDA for a special date night.
It's showbiz.
Yeah, it's showbiz. Yeah. It's been busy in showbiz. Lots of celebrities doing lots of stuff.
We just need to start, though, with Olivia Rodrigo coming to Sydney to play shows, selling out fast, but we've got a multiple double passes to give away. What about
Jazz from Greystanes?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jazz. Do you love Olivia?
Can I tell you, I love you guys equally as much as I love her.
God, you're smart.
I am so excited to be talking to you.
Clever.
That's wonderful.
She was a great choice of caller. You're wonderful.
So my daughter was on the website last night trying to buy tickets. She said there was only single tickets available. I don't know what's going on. Are you trying to buy tickets? You have been trying or you're about to try?
Can I tell you, I'm on every kind of email wait list. I'm sure half of them are a scam. Just to get these tickets because I promised my sister, although I did promise her Billie Eilish as well because they were released. And it was too late for that. And she said, please, can we get Olivia Rodrigo? And I said, all right, I'll get on every single wait list. So to hear you guys say that, she's gonna. I'm sure I'm gonna make her cry.
Jazz, you don't.
Excited.
You don't
You're
have
in.
To.
You are in. Got it. Jazz. Hold on, Jazz.
Thanks. And we got got plenty more to give away, and they'll be given away any time. You never. So as you were, Erin Mullins,
thank you
showbiz.
So much, Julia Fox. She's the one that's like very hot. Used to date Kanye West. She has become celibate. So you know how we've had this whole movement of like punishing celebrities becoming sober, i.e. you two. Mm. Well, now it seems the hot thing is not having sex. And Craig David, you know, singer guy, hello. Took her for a drink on Tuesday.
He's gone a year.
We weren't making love on Wednesday. He's gone, yes, I think. What is it? One year. And he said it's been good vibes as he's managed to avoid a lot of drama. So, no sex for him. That's 2 years now that he's had no relations in the bedroom.
Yeah, well, goodness me.
Yes. Now, the one that I really felt close to home for me was Jerry Seinfeld. Now, you guys were talking about that thing that he put out on whatever it was, Netflix or whatever, about the Pop-Tarts. Yes, last week. He's spoken at the graduation of a school over in America. Duke. My sister went there, Duke's Law School. Wow.
His two kids
to the bar. Yeah.
His two kids have gone there.
Yes. Yeah, so he spoke. Yeah. And have a listen to this bit. I thought, Husey, you would like it.
But I need to tell you, as a comedian, do not lose your sense of humor. You can have no idea at this point in your life how much you are going to need it to get through. Not enough of life makes sense for you to be able to survive it without humor. And it is worth the sacrifice of an occasional discomfort to have some laughs. Don't lose that. Even if it's at the cost of occasional hard feelings, it's okay. You gotta laugh. That is the one thing at the end of your life you will not wish you did less of.
I love that, right?
Yeah, I say it. I've said it before. Your most valuable possession is your sense of humour.
Can I add one little thing
to it?
And
your blockhouse.
And your blockhouse.
And your shares.
I could never work a day in my life again. I'd still be okay. Yep, that's our man, our relatable Husey. The little bit I wanted to add, I saw it on Instagram last week, and it said, don't follow your passion. Like all these people say, follow your passion. Follow what you're good at, where you can be in like the top 10%, this is career-wise, and then that then will enable you to follow your passion. Because your passion might be something that you love but you're not particularly good at. So when you're trying to make a career out of something you love a lot but you're not very good at, you won't be able to make money and then you'll struggle. But if you go into a career that you're really good at, even if you're not that passionate about it, you can then make enough money, become secure, and then follow your passion a little bit later on.
Mm, or marry someone rich.
That's the one. That's my passion. That's my passion.
Option B.
The Husey,
Ed and Erin podcast. Yeah, the boss of that hot guy hotel. It's not a hotel.
What on earth?
I really hope he's not listening because we're going to get a cancellation any moment.
Tom Harley, a boss of the Sydney Swans. He's coming on live.
But we're not even objectifying his players. We're just objectifying the crowd, right? We're talking about the single men in the crowd.
Yeah.
Mm, of course we are, which is fine.
That's heaps better.
Hey, can we hail a hero?
Of course.
A pilot? Like that bloke who landed the plane in the river there in America.
Captain Sully.
Yeah, they did a movie about him, didn't they?
Yeah, called Sully.
Yeah. Tom Hanks played him, didn't he?
He did, in the Hudson River, yeah.
Well, Tom Hanks has a new role to play, and it's the captain of what plane, Erin?
A light plane?
Yeah, a light plane. Not that light, though.
No.
A big-ish light
plane. It was lighter right before he landed it because he had to fly around in circles for a couple of hours to drop fuel, use fuel.
Because his landing gear was not working.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So, and it ended up live on Channel 7, didn't it?
Yeah, this is how Ann Sanders called it.
Breaking news. A small plane is about to make an emergency belly landing at Newcastle Airport. It has an issue with its landing gear, which is stuck. Bound for Port Macquarie from Newcastle Airport, but it only got about an hour away when trouble struck. It's been circling in the air for more than 2 hours, dumping fuel. We understand there are at least three passengers on board along with the flight crew. It's coming into land now. The landing gear is up, the engines are off, and it's coming in to make a belly landing. And at the moment, it looks like it's a very safe touchdown. There is a massive emergency response crew on the ground.
Well commentated by Ann.
Really
good.
Really well done, Ann. Ann could play netball. Really good. Two skills. That's it.
That is Anne Sargent, who was a former netballer, great netballer.
She is so much fun on the wine.
Anne Sargent.
Yes.
Well, I imagine Anne Sanders from Channel 7 also would be fun on the wine.
Absolutely.
Or whatever she's into. Maybe she's not into wine. Might be straight vodka. I don't know what she does.
I mean, she deserves a shot of vodka after that.
Well, on the subject of shots, the pilot's name was Peter Shot.
Well done.
Mate, this
is incredible.
This is actually
We didn't plan that.
You mean we didn't plan this? I find that hard to believe.
No one would believe that.
So Shotzi.
Yeah, Shotzi.
Shotzi got the job done.
Is that what you're calling Ann Sanders now? Shotzi.
No, we're calling Shotzi because Peter Shot.
Oh, the pilot.
Shot. He's the guy. We've spoken to him off air.
Well, he's now slightly ignoring our text, but
Violet. We talked to Violet.
She's spoken to him.
Violet.
What did he say?
So I called him and he answered and he was a bit rattled. He sounded like he was at work and I said, can we please chat to you this morning? And he said, oh, look, I'd love to, but I'm only allowed to do one interview. Can you get it cleared with the company?
Yeah.
So then I called the company.
Yep, what'd they say?
And they said they're checking with him. I've called him 5 times now and he's ignoring me. And I texted him, said we'll give him some free stuff if he comes.
Violet, he's done a $2 million deal with 60 Minutes.
Yeah, but if he talks to us, he could get a $100 Red Rooster voucher.
Can you throw in
Olivia Rodrigo tickets to him?
No.
Even and Juliet.
Yeah, he can go see Anne Juliet, which is great with Rob Millsy Mills.
What about a double pass to see If?
Yeah, he could do that. Yeah, that's a new movie.
Kevin's Warehouse will throw in a Parfum.
Yeah, all right.
Have we tried to get hold of
Anne Sanders? I want to get hold of Anne Sanders. Violet, what happened with Anne Sanders? Is there any, can she come on?
The media team says she's not available at this stage. They haven't been able to get a hold of her.
Channel 7 newsreader?
Anne Sanders.
She doesn't want to lower herself to this.
Why
is
she
gone
to ground?
What's she got to hide?
She bunkered down.
All right, she's Anne. Asked for privacy.
Bad luck, Anne. No Red Rooster for you. So 13-10-60, lines are open. Let's get you $20,000 with Alpha Bucks because it's 40K a day. And then Erin Molan got a card from her daughter Eliza for Mother's Day and it was full of insults.
Full of insults.
Yep, we're going to read it out.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Mother's Day, as we all know, was Sunday. And at school, everyone's been posting these on Instagram, so you would have seen them. They're like the little forms that the kids fill out at school, all about mum, and they draw a picture of you, and it's got my mum's name, her age, favourite colour, favourite food, what she's good at, etc. And there's just something that's, I don't know if Eliza's, if her answers are loaded, and one in particular feels really quite brutal. But I'd like you guys to give me your take because you know her fairly well. I mean, you know of her. But I just, what I'm going to do is read out and I want you guys to give me your answer. Then I'm going to tell you Eliza's answer. Okay. We'll see who knows me better. My 5-year-old, nearly 6-year-old daughter or you two.
Yep.
My mum's name is.
Erin.
Oh, your mum or no, her mum.
I'm Eliza.
So this is, you're Eliza. Erin.
Erin, correct. My mum is something years old.
Oh, dear.
Well, I know you're 40.
40.
Yeah. That's what she wrote.
Yeah, it's good. She's a good start. Yep, well, it would have been good if she was 35, probably. Yeah. That would have been handy.
Yeah. Yep. Like real handy.
27.
Oh, 27.
That would have been good. Yeah.
Tasty.
God, the mind was in a real hot mess, but the body was hot. Oof, actually, it's
so tasty. You're getting very loose.
You are. Right. I am as well, to be honest. Her favorite color is
green.
Pink.
40. Her favourite food is, what's my favourite food?
Muffins.
Yes!
Thank you.
That's what she wrote, muffin.
Yep.
Is that true?
I love, it's my favourite, the top of a muffin. Thank you,
some of
Ed.
Us, Susie, have been listening to Erin while we've been together.
For 4 years.
Of us
thank
have
you.
Been listening.
I know she eats the top of the muffin, but most of the muffin she throws in the bin. In a terrible waste of food, and it's why the world's in the position it's in, because of this food waste.
Anyway, let's
Sky
move on.
News,
my favourite thing about my mum is?
Her looks.
Cuddles.
Her dress. Weird.
Won that.
No, he's
that
got
is
that.
Me.
That was
he's got
more
that.
Aesthetic
that
yeah,
is me.
Than cuddles.
That's
okay,
a win
but this
for me.
One, guys, this that. The last one, I can't figure it out. My mum is really good at. You both get one guess each.
Talking.
I'm going to go with complaining.
Oh, jeez.
My mum is really good at marrying.
That's weird.
I'm a 40-year-old loser who's never been married.
She's wishing for you to get married again.
I don't know.
That's a wish list. That's a division board.
It's not a wish
list
because I eat muffins. No. I am 40. My name is Erin. The favourite colour's weird.
She wants you to have someone.
That's a vision board.
That's heartbreaking.
Don't make this now sad. Listen, remember Wedding for One? Oh, God, are you crying?
Yeah, he's teared up.
Listen, I did get married. Remember the stupid segment you guys made me do?
My dad
had just
popular.
Died. Yeah,
it
gave us a boost in the ratings, but don't worry about my
also,
heart and soul.
It got us world attention.
Yes, play. Listen, do you want
to
hear my vows? Do you want
to
hear my vows?
To get married.
Do you want to hear my vows? They're quick. From the wedding. I've got the clip. I did some work prior and got some audio to play.
Sure.
I'd love to hear it.
I'm on my own and it sounds quite wanky, but it's real journey of self-love and learning to love myself. And I'm so inspired by you all. So thank you so much because it is actually, I now realise it's taken me 39 years, the most important love that you'll ever have.
I really miss being 39. That was such a good age.
Yeah, we need to play the Whitney Houston song again. Have you got it there?
Which one?
Learning to love yourself.
But anyway, why would you have written marrying? Lovable. Like, because it's obviously the thing that I'm the least good at in the whole world is marrying because I've never done it.
She wants
no one's
the best
ever
for you.
Followed through. Someone bought a ring, didn't end up giving it to me. The other person bought a ring and we all know how that went. Like, what's wrong with me?
You could meet the love of your life on Friday night at the SCG.
God, I have a sad existence.
Have you got learning to love yourself?
Inspiring.
Right.
Shut up, Whitney.
Hang on.
Is it Whitney?
Yes. Oh. She's passed.
Oh, sorry, Whitney. Oh.
I don't think she was very lucky in love either, to be honest.
No. Had some struggles. So 13-10-60, backhanded compliments to your kids, nasty things that children are throwing at you. They say you're uncool. Do they say you can't dress well? Do you say you're daggy? What do they say?
I've got a lot.
Really?
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast. Yeah, Whitney Houston, one of the hottest people to have been born.
I would call her classically one of the most naturally beautiful women in the world. In fact,
love Whitney.
Again, Holly.
My wife
Holly has a bit of her in her.
Oh, wow. Man, there you go. That's a high compliment for Whitney.
Yeah.
Well done. It is the
greatest love. But Erin's daughter, Eliza, has written on her Mother's Day card that her mother is good at marrying, even though her mother has never.
Of all the things in the world that mummy does, she's never done that, except Wedding for One here, which was a great success.
Well, on the subject of children being disrespectful, whenever I have my shirt off, all my children go, and they do the gag sound.
Oh, that's awful.
Like looking at me with my shirt off, it makes them vomit.
Actual gag. Are
they gagging or it's just like a joke? Like, or are they
so mean?
Like, do you hear substance come up or is it just...
No, I don't think they actually vomit, but...
I was going to say they can't control that. It's a reflex. No,
they're not actually vomiting, but... Like, it disgusts them.
Yeah, that's what you mean.
Like, my body to them is just my... I'm just trying to iron a shirt.
Your body to because them is a... That's really mean.
It's terribly mean.
Why don't you do it back to them? Like, you know, Raph's running down in his pyjama shorts, boxer shorts. Why don't you just go... Bleh!
Oh, well, he's very skinny.
Yeah.
No, exactly. Mate, don't you can pick anything to shame someone over these days.
So, all right, Joe from Yarrawarra, 7-year-old son. What did he do?
Oh, good morning. Yes, Mother's Day, so my three children got me a load of lovely presents, and the last one was a pair of pyjamas. And then I noticed there was a little picture, and he said, "We got you sloth pyjamas." And I was like, "Oh, lovely." And he said, "That's because you're really lazy and you're always yawning."
Oh, mate.
Oh, you cannot. Yes. I don't think a child can tell their mother she's lazy. That is...
Like, my 13-year-old found it hilarious.
Yeah, that's
not
nice.
Do they do anything around the house, these children? Do they clean at all?
No.
Nothing.
No, they don't.
Never done
zero.
Never done nothing. Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Here's Sarah from Hammondville. Sarah, what happens at your joint?
Hi, I've got a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, and any time I tell them off for their behaviour or attitude, they tell me to speak to the manufacturer.
good joke.
Which is you. Good, I like
joke.
It.
Good which joke. Which is me.
That's yeah, we know. No, you made them. Yeah. So it's your yes. fault.
Yes.
How do they yes. learn? They That's a good Who joke. Told them no, that joke? Did their father tell them that joke? Or where did that joke come from?
So it's I'm an import, and so my dad and my husband have a joke about speaking to the manufacturer about my warranty. And getting upgrades, and they've just learnt that behaviour.
That's really? So cute. Yeah.
It's great material.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you, Sarah. Here comes Ricky Lee from Beverly Hills. Is it your son? What did he go with?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, this is about my son. He got very excited that my belly was big and I have another baby in my belly. But I actually don't.
Oh, that's tough.
That is,
I get it.
And then the apology was, oh, mummy, I'm sorry that you look like you have a baby in your belly.
How old
that's
is
even
he?
Even worse.
How old is he?
He's 5.
My daughter, he
knows what he's doing.
No, my daughter asked me why my belly button frowns and hers is shocked, like open. You know, I'm like, I mean, hello. First of all, it's much more open than it used to be.
Yeah, like
your belly button.
Yeah, like when I stretch and put my arms above my head, it's like a big open mouth, like a frog.
Is it?
Yeah. But the point was
Eliza a Caesar or was she?
She was Caesar. Yeah.
Yeah.
12 hours of labour, then an emergency Caesar.
Too posh to push.
Mate, look at how I exercise. I don't
you know
squat.
What?
I swipe.
With natural, apparently natural. Vaginal births are better because, and I saw this on the Netflix doco last night, or 2 nights ago, about gut health, and they're better because your children, when they come that way, come out next to your poo hole and they get some of the microbes from your poo hole and it's good for them. Interesting.
Couldn't you just have the baby and then rub a bit on your arm?
That is, thank you so much for that insight into childbirth. Let's have the news while we all contemplate that. And
well,
then,
a true story.
No, I understand.
Watch these docos because you don't have to.
I get it. It's a Netflix doco and it's what you claim. The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast. What about those Sydney Swans averaging more than 37,000 for every home game and why they wouldn't? So the best way to secure a seat for this week is to buy a Marnbrook membership, which gives you a reserve seat on Friday night versus Carlton, plus access to 2 more games for just $145 for adults. But very, very pleased to have the best smelling man in sport and media on the line with us. Tom Harley, Sydney Swans CEO, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. I'm not sure where that slotted into my bio, but I'll take it.
Tom, I've said it's Husey here, and welcome to the show. You've got Aaron Mullen as well and Ed Cavalli. So we're all excited to talk to you, and I'm saying that you look like you smell good. What sort of cologne do you use, Tom?
My wife, she bought me some back from... I think she was Greece. I'd love to say I know what it's called. It's a white bottle. It's sort of
cool
ceramic.
Water.
It might be Mont Blanc. Maybe. I think it's a Mont Blanc.
A white ceramic bottle.
Yeah, look, I've got absolutely no idea. But I will say, Tom, that your wife, beautiful Felicity, is like a god of fashion, beauty, lifestyle, etc. So if she's chosen it for you, then it's definitely going to be good.
But, Tom, it's pretty early to bring your wife into the conversation, to be honest. It's a bit of a buzzkill for us, Tom.
Tom, I've mentioned your wife 6 times this morning, and these boys are trying to build you up as being this very good-looking rooster, which you are. But I keep saying, guys, he's not available. This is the whole point. What we want to do essentially,
certainly
Tom.
Not, certainly not to Ed and Husey.
Certainly
anyway.
Not for those.
Exactly.
Well, we want to use that. You, Tom, to help our single listeners, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Tom, your organisation, the Sydney Swans, who are flying, by the way, not just, you know, with their feathers, they're flying on top of the ladder. They absolutely king of the heap right now.
Yeah.
But your social media team put out a video, didn't they?
Yes. This has gone absolutely massive.
And was it theirs or Mamma Mia?
It was a conjunction of the two.
I think they call it a collab in the business.
Oh, that's why he's CEO. And this is how it sounded.
So you've heard that Rung Clubs are the new dating apps, but what if it's actually the Swans games?
Are you single?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm single.
Yes.
I am, yes.
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 Yeah.
Yes.
And that interview was done inside the change room. So
nope. That's all.
And that was definitely out
Come
in the crowd.
On.
Now, but have you noticed that, Tom? Like, there seems to be, like, it's just a lot of really good-looking, kind of upstanding people, isn't it, at your games?
Well, I was chatting to a broadcaster who's based down in Melbourne, who came to our opening round against Melbourne at 41,000 to kick off the season. It was great, and he made that comment. And you know, we've got great fans. We're privileged to play in a beautiful part of the world, and the fans are out in force at the moment, wearing their colours. And I did see that on Mamma Mia and the Swans channels last week. And it's not really what I'm looking at when I go to the game, but it's definitely a hotbed, I reckon. I think it's a hotbed.
He's called it a hotbed.
Straight hottest from the CEO's mouth.
Yeah, the hottest CEO. I think that there's no contest that you are the hottest CEO in the AFL. Would you say that, Tom?
Again, I haven't scanned the field.
Tom, is this making you really uncomfortable?
A little bit.
Hey, Tom, we also want to. So we're basically essentially asking you for a box. We'll cover cost of food and drink, I guess. Where we can bring some of our single lady listeners. And we also were wondering, just two or three quick things, if we could be part of the halftime entertainment, if you could cross to us on the big screen, and if you could take us into the change rooms after.
Well, so first question I've got to ask is, who's asking for the box? If it's Hughesy, he can go and ask Carlton for one.
It is against God. It happens to be against Hightower.
It happens to be. You're not in there. You're banned.
No, you're out, Hughesy. Mate.
Yeah, you can't be
there. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
I was in a box last year with Mel B, Spice Girl, and you guys sent her a Sydney Swans jumper, and she wore it, and she actually ended up on the big screen as the whole crowd was singing her their
Wannabe?
Hit, Wannabe My Lover. So, Mel B loves Sydney Swans.
Okay, so the boxes, that's sorted then, sweet.
Could we
do a halftime / on the big screen moment?
Look, let's try. I'm open for anything. So we've got a few activations at halftime. We've got to make sure the kids, the Oz Kickers, they've got their moment in the sun.
They've got years, Tom. They've got years. I'm 40.
Okay,
they've
got years. It's a yes, it's a maybe, and now the big one.
And then what about
the big one?
The sheds. Could you handle nine desperate ladies in your sheds?
I've got no doubt we could handle that. I know last year Sydney Sweeney had a good time.
Didn't she?
What if I told you?
That was enormous.
Yeah, I don't know if we'd be quite as exciting.
We will be. There's more of us.
Yeah.
Aaron and her cohort.
Let's see how the result goes. It's certainly a vibe after a good win on a Friday night. So
if you guys can support us fiercely, that'll
certainly help.
All right, you've heard it here first. If it's a win, then you're in. So Tom Harley, Sydney Swans.
We'll go to the Carlton Rooms, all right?
Yeah, it's a loss, we'll go there. Hey, thank you, Mr. Harley. It's always a pleasure. Sydney Swans, CEO.
They are flying.
Get yourself the Martin Group membership. Give you a reserve seat Friday night, plus access to two more games for just $145 for adults. $37,000 they are averaging per home game. Well, there you go. Now we're going to have to start getting people into this box. It has been confirmed by the CEO of the Swans.
And I am the greatest wing woman this side of Alabama. Get involved.
The Hughesy, Ed and Erin podcast.
We are very focused on the Sydney Swans versus Carlton game this Friday night. Just had the CEO of the Sydney Swans, Tom Harley, come on and say, yep, you can have the private box. Yep, if they win, Erin Molan.
Mm-hmm. Sheds.
And they are favourites.
And what did he say? This is a direct quote for all you media outlets who are listening, frothing for a big story. A hot bed. Is that what he referred to it as?
He did say that, yes.
He also mentioned Sydney Sweeney, who was down in the sheds last year.
I wish he hadn't. That's hard. You can't compete. Nobody can compete with that.
Well, if anyone can get closer, it's you. Right. So,
actually, we did say that about Elle McPherson. And
Al was annoyed about it. Al's husband, is your husband?
Dermot, Drado.
He was all over Erin like a cheap suit.
No, he was not.
He was.
No, he was not.
I was there, mate.
He was seated next to me.
I was there. He was so into you. It was crazy. And Al was not into me.
No, she wasn't. She was into me initially, then shifted position. Don't think she was into me after.
I don't know why we're talking about that.
Can I tell you something? Some time ago. So what's going on is that we've got single ladies saying, shut up and get to me, please. Because on 131060, they are coming in very hot to join us. Lauren from Arcadia, how long have you been single?
Oh, my whole life.
Oh, yay.
Here we go.
Why, Lauren? What's wrong with you?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with me.
That was a joke. No. You are beautiful.
Yeah, but also single is fun, and it means the world is your oyster. It means Friday night anything can happen, you know. Yeah, so you might meet the love of your life in the sheds after the Sydney Swans beat Carlton.
Can't forget the crowd. The crowd's meant to be the real kind of for our ladies. It's the crowd where they're meant to pick. I mean, all of them.
As Tom Harley, the CEO of Sydney Swans, said, a boss of one of the other clubs when they went to the first game this year said to Tom, why is everyone here so hot?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
That's what he said, yeah. So, yeah. What do you reckon, Lauren? Friday night, would you like to join us?
Oh, absolutely.
Yay! So excited, Loz.
In like
flannel. Keen for the drink, keen for the box.
Love that. What are you going to wear?
I don't know. I feel like there's a bit of an AFL uniform. It's like jeans and a cute top, and then you get your little scarf on and you curl your hair.
Oh my God.
She's absolutely nailed it.
Goodness,
that is the brief. It's your birthday today, isn't it? Happy birthday.
Yeah, it is my birthday. Thank you.
Oh, how old? Yeah.
26.
Thanks, Lauren. That'll be it. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
I'm just joking, Lauren.
You were 26 once. Sarah.
I was 39 once, ago. Too.
You know, before you know it, the decades just slide past.
Yep.
But the fact is,
I'm happy. Yeah, that's rubbish.
Righto, we're out. That's us. So don't forget that
more chances.
Yes, more chances tomorrow.
Can we just give one more double?
Can someone explain to Lauren? I only said that because she's young and stuff.
I don't think
she got it.
Lauren,
do you get it?
No.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, thank God. Okay, I just didn't want you to think I was because that's never in my nature.
That sounds hilarious.
Hughie, Ed and Erin are one good-looking team. You can be looking your best too with half price off cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. Sale on now.